Rav Tanun Hay Amud Beis Taf. Omer Rav Levi. La'olam yitzapa adam l'chalom tov ad chav veishana. Person should look forward to a good dream becoming fulfilled till 22 years. Min olam yosef. You see, Eila told us Yaakov Yosef in Shvayas Veishana. Yosef was 17 years old when he had the dream. We see the Yosef in Shloshim Shana Ba'omdo Lifnei Paro. He was 30 years old when he began to reign in Mitzrayim. Min Shivsrei Atalsin Kama Havei Klasrei. 13 years. The Shev the Sova, 7 years of the Sova, of the plenty, the Tarti the Kafna, and 2 years of the famine, another 9 years. And only after that did the brothers come down and bow down to him, so his dream wasn't fulfilled until 22 years later. Chachav Beis. Om Rav Huna, lo adam tov ein marin lo chalom tov, lo adam ra ein marin lo chalom ra. A good person doesn't see a good dream, and a bad person doesn't see a bad dream. Tanya nami hachi, kol shnosov shel David lo ra chalom tov, all David's life, he never saw a good dream. Kol shnosov shel achitov lo ra chalom ra. Achitophel was a Rasha, never saw a bad dream. Where it says, "Vaksiv lo suuna elecha ra," right? The Torah, the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Lo suuna elecha ra." What does that mean? That no bad will befall you. Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, shlo yavilucha lo chalomos roim, velo hirhurim roim. Right? That person won't be astounded by bad dreams, and not by hirhurim roim that come to him without him controlling them. Ohalecha is your wife, so lo yikra bi ohalecha, nega lo yikra bo alecha is that when you'll come the bomin haderech, and then a person's misavel leishto, the chiyuv to be poked ishto, he won't find her, give you a suffik nida. That's worse even than a vadei nida, because they're vadei nida, at least you know she's aser. Here there's a suffik, if the Yetzirah is even greater. So the Maisit says that a person won't have Chalom Osroim. Ela'ihu lo chazilei, achrinu chazilei. Right? What's it called? He didn't see, David didn't see bad dreams. Other people saw bad dreams about him. Lo chazilei ma'yusahu. He didn't have any dreams, not good or bad. That's a good night. That's a good thing. A person who has 7 days without any chalomos is called a bad person. A person sleeps for 7 days. He goes to sleep for 7 days and he doesn't see a bad dream. Lo yipokeid is not nifkad with a dream, so that's he's called bad. He saw these dreams, didn't remember them, didn't have any recollection of them. Rashi. Yitzapa Shiskayim. Person has a dream, he should look forward to it being fulfilled for 22 years. Mi Yosef Shalom Iskayim Uhishtachavos Halalu at Esr Vishtaim Shana Kishiyar Yaakov the Mitzrayim Shvarhoyo Harav Shtei Shonim Dichziv Kizesh Nosayim Harav Lo Adam To Marin Lo Chalom Ra Kadeshi Yidak. A good person gets bad dreams in order that he should, what's it called, be worried. One is that he should be worried, and that should be a deterrent from being chote, and it should be mechaper, the worry should be mechaper on averus that he did already. Right? The concept that a person gets paid in this world for his mitzvahs, if he's a bad person. So a bad person gets good dreams that pay him off in this world by feeling good. The David lo ra chalom tov, v'oksiv, lo garsin in hachi, ele garsin in v'oksiv lo su nelecha ra, kashu Rav Huna, da omer lo adam tov, marin lo chalom ra. Right? Rav Huna said that a person who's good sees bad dreams. Here it says that haftocha to a tzaddik is that you won't see bad dreams. V'meshani iu lo chazi, achrinu chazi le chalom ra. He doesn't see a bad dream. But other people see bad dreams about him. Tamar says, "V'chilo chazi ihu mal yusahi, kiven lo chazi chalom ra kedika amar shelo yavilu the chalom tov lo poshkein lo chazi doktani ki yomav shel David lo ra chalom tov." Comes out that David didn't dream at all. He didn't have chalomos roim that other people had about him. He didn't have any chalomos tov, right? Imkein lo chazi chalom klal. So it comes out he didn't dream at all. Ela Sheva Leilos Yolin. The person sleeps 7 nights. The Lo Yipakeh Bishum Chalom doesn't have any dreams. Hari Hura. The Solnimoso. They ain't Marin Lo Klum. They don't show him any dreams. Umeshani Dechazi Velo Yodam Aichazi. Adam Tov Marin Lo Chalom Tov. They do show him a good dream. The Adshlo Yokits Mishtakach Mimenu Kadesh Lo Yismach. However, it's a sign. Person has dreams, a sign that his neshama is floating in places that he can see dreams. If he doesn't have that, it's a mashma, his neshama is not in those places. That's why he's a bad person. But lamaisa, he forgets the dream. The male doesn't have that that good feeling that could take away from his mitzvahs. Okay, let's go on. Okay, we'll wait till we get a little bit further and we'll speak about the different kinds of dreams. Okay. Omrav Hun, Bar Ami, Omrav Pdas, Omrav Yochanan. Haroe Chalom, the Nafsho Aguma, a person sees a dream and he's upset about it. Yelef Yitzerenu Bifnei Shlosha. So you should go and have it interpreted in front of three people. Versus Yitzerenu. I better not to interpret it, because if it's not interpreted, it's like an unopened letter. It doesn't have any effect. If you interpret it, maybe you're what's it called, having the chance that maybe you'll interpret it for the bad. You shouldn't go to three people to have interpreted. You should go to three people to be meitiv chalom. This is where you dream, and you remembered what you dreamed, and it appears to be something bad, it bothers you. So then you should make hatovas chalom in front of three people. Leisei talto, you get three people. Veleima lehu, and say to them, chelma tova chazoi. You should say, I saw a good dream. By saying that, so that already pushes the dream towards being good. Veleim rulei, and they should say to him, hanach tovahu, the tova lahave, rachmon leshavye letov. Right? It's a good dream, and it should be good, and the rabbanim should make it good. So the Marsha says that there's three kinds of dreams. This is Marsha, the Inyanto. So he brings it down anyway, so the Marsha brings it down anyway. It doesn't make a difference. He says that what's it called? There's three kinds of dreams. There's a dream that comes al yedei shedim, and those, to a certain degree, are what Chazal say are, dreams that are those are al yedei shedim. Then there's a dream that's al yedei mareches hashamayim, means that comes through natural things. That's what Gemara says is a marin lo adam ela mihirurei liba, what you think about. Right, so it's a more natural dream. Then there's a dream that comes al yedei shed, it's communicated, but it comes through shedim. And then there's a dream that comes through a malach. Those are the emissa dreams that are partly like nevuah. Where it says Chalom is 1/60th of Nevuah, that means that those kinds of communicated dreams, those are the emissa dreams like Yosef had or whatever, that's a third kind of dream. So therefore, when you make Hatovas Chalom, you mention three, everything's in threes, okay? That first it says, what's it called? You tell the person, Hanach Tova, it's a good dream, right? That's what's it called if it's a dream that came through a shade. If it's a dream that came through derech hateva, the tova lahavi, those kind of dreams, it makes a difference how you interpret it. And if it's a dream that came from from a malach, then rachmona l'shavi l'tov, the rabbanu should make it good. And we'll see later on that as we go through this, that the three different kinds of dreams, right? The dream that comes through a malach doesn't make a difference how you interpret it. That's not the kind of dream that the interpretation makes a difference. That, despite the interpretation, there's one interpretation, and that's it. Doesn't make a difference if you interpret it good or bad. That's a malach communicated something. It's good intrinsically or bad intrinsically. A dream that comes mihirhure libo, there also the interpretation is not an inyan one way or the other, because that's basically something that you generated. And the dream that comes through a shade, that's the kind of dream that if you interpret it good, it comes out good, because it has both good and bad in it, and the opposite if you interpret it for bad. Okay. Now, this is all part of what you say. Sheva zimnin ligzru alech min shemaya. They should be gozer min ha-shemaya 7 times. The lehevei tova, that should be good. The yehevei tova, and it should be good. Some say that sheva zimnin means you should say this seven times, and sometimes you only say it three times. And Shulchan Aruch has brought down both days. I think the minig is to say it only what's it called three times, and then after you say this, v'leimru gimel hafuchos, the gimel teduyos, the shalosh shlomos. You say three things that have to do with changing things from one thing to another. Three things of being redeemed, and three things of being shalom. And the reason for three, the Maharsha says, because you have need one for each different kind of dream. If it's this kind of dream, then it should be switched this way, and if it should be this kind of dream, then you have three teduyos and three hafuchos. And three shlomos. What are the three hafuchos? Hafachto mispili lemocholi. Pitachto saki vatazreni simcha. The second one is os tismach vesula bemochol. Then shalosh peduyos, the sea poda b'shalom nafshi mikrovli upduya yashem yishuvum vayomer ha'om el shol ha'yonasan yamus asher asa yeshua hagdola vayiftu es ha'om. Right, it says over there also pedia. These are three redemptions. Shalosh shlomo sasi, borim nifs vasayim, shalom shalom l'rocho v'lakorov, omer Hashem r'fosib, v'ruach lovsho samosai, v'amartem kol l'choi v'yata shalom uveischa shalom. Three types, psukim that mention shalom. Okay. Rashi. Didn't know Rashi yet. Okay. A memru marzut ravashi have yasi bahavi adod. Amri kochad vechad minon lema milsa de lo shmia le lechavre. These three amoroyim, a memru marzut ravashi, were sitting together and they said, let everybody say something the other one never heard. Posa chad minaev omar, haiman de choza chelma velo yoda mai choza. Person saw a dream, but here he forgot the dream. He knows he had a dream, but doesn't remember what it was. And it bothers him, right? So leikum kame kahani. So the first thing, the hatavas chalom, was for you saw a dream and you remembered the dream, and it bothers you. Then you should make hatavas chalom. But if you had a dream and you don't remember what the dream was and that bothers you, then you should do this by the kohanim. The idda, the parsi of that, stand before the kohanim when they're no se kapayim. The lei mohachin should say the following: ribono shalolam, ani shaloch vechalamosai shaloch chalom chalamti ve'eni yodei mahu. I dreamt the dream, I don't know what it is. Bein shecholamti ani liatzmi, whether I dreamt about myself. Bein shecholmu li chaveirei, whether other people dreamt about me. Bein shecholamti al acherim, whether I dreamt about other people. Im tovim heim, chazkein ve'amtsin, kechalamosov shal Yosef. If they're good dreams, then strengthen them. Right, like the chalamos of Yosef, that came true for the good. Im tzrichin refuah, Refoyim kamei moral yedei Moshe Rabbeinu, kamiriyim mitzarato, kechizkiyo mecholyo. Right? And if they need to be, what's it called, healed, then heal them like mei mora, and like Moshe Rabbeinu healed Miriam, and like chizkiyohu, right? Ukamei yericho al yedei Elisha, and what's it called, the waters of Yericho were healed by Elisha, right? And the Marsha points out that this is not in historical order. Kasha, he doesn't have an answer why Dafka, the order is this order. The Marsha said that other Achronim point out, it's basically a lechisha, it's not necessarily a tefila per se, right? Part of this is also a lechisha, so the fact that the order is not right, that's part of the lechisha. Shem shafach to kill las bilam harosha lebracha, just like you turn the claw of bilam into a bracha. And here also is hinted the different kinds of dreams, whether it needs refuah, whether it needs the Rabban Shlom's personal intervention, right? If it just needs to be interpreted in a positive way or whatever, it depends what kind of dream it is. Messiah Bahavi Kohani, and he finishes saying this when the Kohanim are finishing saying what they're saying, and they're not supposed to say it when the Kohanim are saying the words. But when they're, what's it called, menagin, between the words or whatever, so you listen to the bracha, And while they're menagin, before they answer amen, they give you time to say this. And then you, what's it called, finish together with the kohanim, the ani tzibur amen, so that the tzibur answers amen to what you're saying also. The ilo, and if you don't have time to do that, lei mahochi, and say the following, adir b'marom, shochin b'gvura, atar shalom, v'shimcha shalom, yiratzon fanecha shetosim aleinu shalom. Right, this shortened version. Right, that you should, while the Kohanim are saying Birkas Kohanim, there's no time to say this long thing, then say the shortened version. Right, we have the minig of saying, some people have the minig of saying this anyway, right, after Birkas Kohanim. Okay, so that's what the first one says. Pasach Idach v'Omar, another one of the three, said the following, Hai man da'ayel amasa, v'dochel ne'im abisha, a person comes into a big city, and he's afraid from Ayin Hara. Linko zakfa diyodi diyamina, diyodi dismale. He should take his right thumb and put it into his left hand. The zakfa diyodi dismale, diyodi mina, and put his left thumb into his right hand. Vele mahachi. And he should say the following. Ano ploni bar ploni mizara di Yosef kasina. Right? I come from the Zera of Yosef. Right? And this is either just a lechisha, because not everybody comes from Zera Yosef. Right, but that's part of the incantation, right? Or the pshat is that all klais are called al shem Yosef. So it's true. Manomi zara di Yosef doesn't mean mamish from the genealogy of Yosef, but all of klais are called on the name of Yosef. The lo shalta be'ein abisha, and on Yosef, ayin hara had no effect. Shenemar ben poras Yosef ben poras ale ayin. Al tikre ale ayin ela ole ayin. He's above the ayin. The ayin hara doesn't affect him. Yosef Reb Chanina Omar Hacha, another place we know that Yosef is invulnerable to ayin hara. The yidgul aro bekerav haaretz. On Yosef's children, it says they should be like fish. Ma dagim shebiyam mayim mechasim aleim. Just like fish, the sea covers them over. The ein ayin ro shall let us when. There's no ayin hara, you can't see them. Abzaro shol Yosef ain right ain roa shall let us win. So too the by Yosef also the ayin hara doesn't affect it. The idachol me ain abisha delay. Right, what happens though if he's afraid of his own ayin hara? Right, not other people. Lerze atar for the nechire de smole. So he should take his what's it called his the left nostril, right, and he should, what's it called, bang on his left nostril. Okay, all of that is to protect him from Ayin Hara. Posach Idach v'Omar, Hayman d'cholish. The third one said the following, a person gets sick. So Yoma Kama lo ligle. Shouldn't tell people he's sick the first day, right, so because he wasn't yet muhzak in being sick. And therefore, the what's it called? Tishchom telasot hechid lo visrei mazli. Shouldn't his mazel shouldn't get weakened by letting people know and getting a shame chola on himself? Right, this is only where the sickness came on him slowly, like a person gets the flu or whatever. So the first day he shouldn't give himself a name of a chola. If a person has something serious happen where he's a chola, no matter what the name is, then this doesn't apply. After the first day, he should let people know. In order they should daven for him. When Rava would get sick, Yoma Kama Lo Megali. So he didn't let people know the first day. He told the Shamas, go out and announce that Rava is sick. Man derochim li liboy li rachmi. Whoever likes me will daven for me. Man desoni li. People don't like me. Lachti li. Let them be happy that I'm sick. People are happy, my enemies are happy that I'm sick, that'll be good for me. Because it says that if you're happy when your enemy's sick, the Rabbanus will make them better. So, manavshach, if you like me, daven for me. If you don't like me, be happy that I'm sick, and that'll help me also. Okay, let's see, Rashi. Zakfa Godel, his thumb. Ole ayin, ole ayin, shlitin al ha'ayin, velo ha'ayin ole bohen. they rule over the eye, and the eye doesn't rule over them. Atarfa de nechire de smale, dofen ha smale shal chotma, the left nostril. Hayman de chalish, misha chala, de sonni li lachti li, mitochach yoshub charon af mi olai. Okay. Shmuel kehavi chozi chalma, when Shmuel would see a bad chalma bisho, when he see a bad dream, Omer v'chalomos hashav yidaberu. So he would say, dreams mean nothing. They speak falseness. Kehavichozi chalma tova, when he saw a good dream, Omer v'chi hachalomos hashav yidaberu. So he'd say it b'loshen bitmiya. Are dreams then false? Dreams are, what's it called, are true things. V'haksi b'chaloma daberbo, right? It says that the Rabbanu Shalom speaks to people in dreams. Same idea. When he had a bad dream, so he said that, that's the kind of dream. He assumed that this kind of dream is just mihirure libo, right? It's dreams that are not true. That Mameli discounted it. When he had a good dream, he was hoping that it was the kind of dream that was a solid dream that came from a malach. So that kind of dream is a solid dream. So they're both true. Some dreams are meaningless and some dreams are solid. Rava Rami, Ksiv v'chaloma daberbo, Ksiv v'chalomos hashav yidaberu. Right, so it says, one place it says that chalomos taka are solid things, that the Rabbanu Shem uses chalomos to speak to people, and what's it called? And another place it says that chalomos speak falseness. Lokasha, kan ali de malach, kan ali de shade. Depends what kind of dream, like we said before. If the dream comes from a malach, it's a solid dream. That's the kind of dream that Rabbanu Shem uses to communicate with people. And the dream that comes, they shade, so the shadim speak shkarim. So that's not necessarily a dream that's going to come true or has any truth to it. Omer Rav Bizna bar Zavda, Omer Rav Yekiva, Omer Rav Panda, Omer Rav Nachan, Omer Rav Birin, Mishum Zokin Echad, Umanu Rav Benoah. Esrim vi arba posrei chalomos hayu b'Yerushalayim. There were 24 dream interpreters in Yerushalayim. Pam achas cholamti chalom. Once I had a dream. V'halachti etzel kulam. And I went to all 24. U'mashe posar lizeh, lo posar lizeh. Right? And each one gave me a different interpretation. The kulam niskayim will be. And all of them were niskayim. L'kayim ashenemer kol achalomos holchem acharapeh. That the dream had in it all these ideas. And there's an idea that the what's it called, the dream goes after, certain kinds of dreams, goes after the interpretation. Right? So the dreams that go after the interpretation, since it has the potential for one way or the other, so just like the eye can bring out the bad or good, an eye in tov, an eye in ra, so too the interpretation of a dream, what you say about it can bring it down for good or bring it down for bad. Or bring out this aspect of it, or bring out a different aspect of it. And or it has a getter of a birchas hedyot, the Marsha says. Right? Just like you find that people, even regular people, can get brachas. So if the dream is interpreted for the good, then it's like a birchas hedyot. If it's interpreted for the bad, it's like a killas hedyot. So it brings out that aspect of the dream. Shenemar kol achalomos holchim acharapeh. So Marsha says, Artu kol achalomos holchim acharapeh, krohu, right? Shenemar, right? There's no pasuk that says kol achalomos holchim acharapeh. That you should say shenemar. In, she says, yeah, there is. This is a paraphrase of a pasuk. Okay, Rabbi Lezer, Dom Rabbi Lezer, Menayin she kol achalomos holchim acharapeh. Shenemar vayihi kasher posar lanu kein haya. Right, the way that Yosef interpreted it, that's the way that it was. Omar Rava, v'hu demafsher le'me'ein chalme. That's only if the interpretation has some connection to the dream. But stam, you have an interpretation, there's no connection to the dream at all, it doesn't bring out the potential of the dream, because that's not potentially in the dream at all. Shenemar ish kechalomo posa. He gave a pitaron that was similar to the dream. Vayar sar ha'ofim. And it says, sar ha'ofim saw that he interpreted good. Menal yada. How did he know it was a good interpretation, that it really was what was going to happen? Amra belazer, malamit shekol echad ve'echad hero chalomo pisron chalomo shel chavero. Each one dreamed his dream, and the interpretation of his friend's dream. So the Sar HaOfim knew that when Yosef said the interpretation, it was the right interpretation, because he dreamed that interpretation. Om Rab Yochanan, Hishkim, V'nofal lo posuk l'toch piv, harizeh nevuah ketanah. The person got up in the morning, and the first thing just falls into his mouth, a posuk, That's a nevuah katana. It's something, it's a message, min ha-shamayim. V'om Rabbi Yochanan, gimel chalomos miskaimim. There are three dreams that taka come true. Chalom shal shachris, right? The Marsha explains that there the different chalomos, the chalomos that comes mihiruhei libo, what you're thinking about during the day, those happen right away in the beginning of the night. Because that's when your mind is still thinking about what happened during the day. The chalomos that happen with shadim or whatever, those chalomos happen in the middle of the night. And the chalomos already by shachris, you forgot already what's from the day before. So those don't come here, libo, those are chalomos that come al yidei malachim, those chalomos are what's called are niskayim. The chalom shecholam lo chaveiro, a chalom that somebody else dreamt about you, right? So there it can't be mihirure libo, because that guy is not, oh, unless he was thinking about you, but a chalom that somebody dreamt for you that he had no connection to, so then it can't be mihirure libo. So this is Marsha. The chalom shenifter beso chalom, and a chalom that was interpreted in the dream. So obviously this is the interpretation they want it to be. The Yeshomer av chalom shenishna, a chalom that was repeated. Shenemer aval hishanos chalom, and that's what Yosef said. The chalom of Paro was not a chalom that he had to interpret, right? He says the Rabbanu Shem interpreted this dream, and in fact it was double. It means it's going to happen for sure, right? It's not a dream mihirure libo, and it's not a dream that came al yedei shade. Those don't need to be interpreted to be good. That's why Yosef said that it wasn't my interpretation that did it. Right? Lelokim pisronim, not me. And not only that, he said that's what the difference between Yosef and the Chartumim were. The Chartumim understood Yosef's dream, Paro's dream, to be two different dreams. So they didn't give it that power of a dream that was repeated. But he understood that it was mamish one dream, just with two different mishalim. And therefore it was a real dream that what's it called would come true. Amr of Shmuel Varnachmeni, Amr of Yonason, Ein Marin La'odav Ela Mihurei Libo. One kind of dream is that the person is shown what he's thinking about. Shenemar Ant Malko Rayonach Al Mishkov Chasliku. You, the king, what you think about, right, is what you see. Now, even though that dream by Nebuchadnezzar was a dream that was communicated by the Rabbanu Shel Olam, it was a malach that told him that dream, it was a dream that came true. So Marsha says, even though there's a kind of dream that totally comes from Hirurei Libo, but even the other dreams, the Rabbanu Shem uses the means of something that a person thinks about to communicate the dream. He communicates it in the person's language, and what he has a connection to. He doesn't communicate him in things that Bechlal he has no connection to. Viboy Seima Mehocha, Verayone Levavcha Tenada. Right, what you're thinking in your heart, that's what's told to you. Omar Rava Teda, I'll prove it to you. That a person never sees the lo machbule le inish lo dikla de dahava. You never see a golden tree. It's not something that you have a connection to. People don't see that. They don't think about that. Velo pila dial the kupa de machta, nor an elephant going through the eye of a needle, because it's something you have no point of reference to. So even the true dreams are communicated in a way that a person has at least some connection to them. And the dreams that are generated by your machshavas, for sure, they only come from things that you think about. Hirurei libo, mashehu mahar b'yom, what he thinks about during the day. Rayonecho machshavosecho. Rayon, Rashi says, means your thoughts. V'chein koloshin rayon shebemikra. In the Tanakh, the word rayon means thoughts. Ain't no loshin ratzon. In Aramaic, ru'usa means ratzon, your will. Okay, so ra'ayon is in Aramaic means your will, but in loshin hamikra ra'ayon means your machshav. El loshin machshav, v'zei yochiach v'ra'ayone yavahalune. And even though in some of the mikra it's in loshin targum, but even there it doesn't mean what in regular Aramaic it usually means ra'ayon. Right, ratzon, it means rather machshava. The chiratzono shalada mevahalo, right, it says rayone yivahalune. His rayonos astounded him. Does a person's will astound him? His will doesn't astound him, doesn't make any sense. His thoughts can astound him. Ela machshavoso mevahalinoso. Dikla de dahava, dover shalo hurgaliro. Something you have no frame of reference to. You never saw a golden tree. You don't dream about golden trees. Lo hear bol, well, you don't think about that. Kupa de machta, nekiv hamachad. You don't think about elephants going through the eyes of needles either, so you don't see that either. Okay. We have a few minutes. Let's go back to said all this already. There's the same thing here. If not, then we'll go back. It's chalomos that come from a shade. This is the Ein Yaakov. Shor brings on the Ein Yaakov. Says that chalomos that come al yedei shade, even without a pitaron, are nothing. Like that's what it says. That a chalom that you don't interpret has no meaning. That's called the chalomos that come al yedei shade. The chalomos that come through mareches hashamayim, right? That what's it called? That basically natural, what you're thinking about. Whatever. There, the pitaron can bring it to good or to bad. Okay, and a chalom amiti that comes through a malach doesn't need a pitaron. That the chalom itself is significant. Okay, and that's what he says. The chalom that comes in the beginning of the night, that comes from hirur libo. The middle of the night is mareches hashamayim, right, or a shade. And the morning ones, that comes from what's it called, from a malach. Okay, doesn't mean every morning dream, but it means that there's more of a chance of a morning dream not being mihurilibo than the dreams of the beginning of the night. We already said why the dreams, these other dreams are for sure going to be niskayim, the ones that, somebody else dreamt about you, or they're a nishna, whatever, all these things are, Yosef, we said already. Said this also. The Morgan, this is Morgan of Roman, Tovas Chalom. It says, what's it called? By the Kohanim. So, Ben Shechalamti al Atzmi, Ben Shecholmu Acherim Olai, Ben Shechalamti al Acherim. So, we have a cloud that a person, when he davens, if he davens for somebody else, so he's answered first. So the Magen Avraham says, therefore you should change the girsa and not say Bein shechalamti al atzmi, but Bein shechalach chalamti al acherim, where I was cholim an acherim first, and then Bein shechalamti al atzmi. And others argue on the Magen Avraham, and they say that no, when you're davening and you're not mentioning yourself, right? Then there's an inyan. If you daven for somebody else, then you're answered first. But when you're davening for yourself and for other people, then chayecha kodmi, you come first. So you have to daven for yourself first. It's proper to be concerned about yourself before you're concerned about other people. Right? That's a halach in the Torah, chayecha kodmi. So therefore, what's it called in this tefillah where you're mentioning yourself and other people, first you should mention yourself. Right? This idea of what's it called, when you want to daven, now you're not going to daven for yourself and you're daven for somebody else, then you're answered first. But when you're davening for yourself, including other people, then you should daven and mention yourself first. Okay, let's see what's Birchas HaGomel. Go back to that. The Rosh seems to say that Birchas HaGomel comes in the place of a Korban Todah. The Chasam Sofer is docha that. Doesn't really mean literally that it's in place of the Korban, because there's no chiyuv to bring a Korban Todah at any time. A korban todah is a totally voluntary korban. So even if a person has one of these things happen to him, he goes through a midbar or whatever, he doesn't have to bring a korban todah. And this bracha is a chiyuv to say. And they stand, we're masakin this bracha, right? He says, what's it called? Therefore, some people say that you don't say it at night because, what's it called, you don't bring a korban at night. Chasam Sofer says no. Even according to those who say you don't say it at night, it's not because you don't bring the korban at night, because Hallel is not said at night. This is like Hallel. And most Hallels aren't said at night. And it says according to that, you shouldn't be able to say it on Shabbos, because you don't bring a korban on Shabbos. Right? So obviously Shabbos you can say Birchas HaGomel, so obviously it has nothing to do with the korban. Also, you have to say it standing up. So some people say you stay standing up because it's like a korban. And Chasam Sofer says no. You say it standing up, that's covered at Tzibur. All these halachas have nothing to do with the fact that if you're bringing a korban, says the Chasam Sofer, there are other reasons. Okay, now Zemachlokis,
whether the Maharal Prague says that you only bench Gomel on these four things that the Gemara said, which is the Chol HaChayim Yoldu Chasela, Chavush, person who's in prison, Yam, person who went through the sea, Yisurim, person who was sick, and Midbar, person who went through the desert. The Chol HaChayim, right, is the Rashi Tevos of those four things. So the Gemara only mentions those four things. The Maharal says that's the only four things you bench Gomel for. Right, and the Rivash holds that no, any similar sakana, also you bench Goma for. Now, what are the parameters of this? The chole, the Ravid says, dafka if there was a sakana. Okay, you're sick and you had a sakana's nefesh, then you bench Goma. The Ramban says that even nafal amishkav, even if you just were sick enough that you're a chole she'inbo sakana, but you got in bed, you got the flu, and you were in bed for 3 days, right? So you weren't in any specific sakana, but you weren't sick enough to get into bed, you also bench Gomel. And seems like that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, the Maisa. The minig is that you only bench Gomel if you had sakanas nefesh. We don't bench Gomel just for being sick in bed. And Rav Haigon says, even if you had a headache, or you had a stomach ache, right, you bench Gomel when you get better. So it's three different shitas. Midbaros, the Meiri brings down a daya, right, since it's mashma like that from the pasuk, the only time you bench Gomel, if you went through the desert, is you got lost. But if you went through normally, you don't bench Gomel going through a desert. The Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch says that's the way Ashkenazim paskin, is you only go through a desert if it's a makom sakana, right? But if you, because the midbar is usually a makom sakana, but if you stam travel on regular roads, right, then you don't bench Gomel, only through a midbar. And the Ramban says that all drachim are becheskes sakana, right, and that's how Sfaradim paskin, they can bench Gomel any trip, not dafka through a midbar. But Ashkenazim, only if you mamish cross over a midbar, because that's a special kind of sakana, and all other drachim are not, unless you went through a derech, there was sakana there. Right, you went through a derech, you went through Ramallah or whatever, then it could be after bench Gomel. But if it's a regular derech, we don't hold that all drachim or becheska sakana to the degree you have to bench Gomel. Okay, Yordei Hayam, similarly, the Miri brings down a daya, that's only if there was a storm. There was some specific sakana when you crossed the sea. But if you crossed safely and calmly, then you don't bench Gomel. And others all know that just crossing the Yam itself is Yam is a makom sakana, because without the boat you'd be up the river if you were in crossing the Yam, which brings us to Mishnah Berurah as a shaila whether crossing rivers, right, is also considered like crossing the Yam, or dafka has to be a sea and not a river. Okay, Chavush, the Rimi Gash holds that even if you're in prison for monetary things, there's no danger to your life. But just being in prison itself is a reason to bench Gomel. The Mogen Avram holds, and this is the way Paskin, that you, what's it called, it's a minig, that you don't bench Gomel if there was no danger to your life. You weren't put into jail in a way that your life's in danger. You're just put in for tax evasion or something like that, and your life's not in danger. On the other hand, sometimes put into high security prisons, that in itself is bigger sakonis nefashos, there could be that your life is in danger, even though you weren't put in al iske nefashos, but it's mamish. And the Rimi Gash says that even a person who caused himself to go into jail, right? In other words, you could have paid a fine, and you decide to go to jail instead. So he holds that you still have to bench. And the Tzitz Eliezer says, based on that, he has a shiloh, if a person chooses to donate an organ, or he donate a kidney, so he goes through a something, sakonis nefashos, but he chose it, right? So over there, the person was hoping, he says, that if he wouldn't pay the fine, they wouldn't put him in prison, lemaisa. So he didn't really cause it, somebody else caused it. Here, the person, mamish, donated the organ. He put himself completely at this thing. He also don't bench Gomel, even according to Rimi Gash. You don't bench Gomel if you put yourself into the makom sakana completely.